The new novel, The Bishop's Wife, is a mystery set in the Mormon community of Draper, Utah. Linda Walheim is the fictional wife of a Mormon bishop. When a young father in the community announces his wife has left him and their young daughter in the middle of the night, Linda is skeptical. She suspects murder, and she begins to go around her powerful husband and look into the disappearance. Her investigation leads her to question her faith, her community, and family. The author of The Bishop's Wife is Mehdi Ivy Harrison, and she told us she got the idea for her book from a real-life crime that transfixed Utah.
It's based very loosely on the story of Josh and Susan Powell. This was an event that I think all of Utah watched. His version of the story is that he woke up one morning and his wife had just disappeared and he didn't know where she had gone. However, as people investigated further into the case, they discovered that he had gone on a, quote, camping trip with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old and had gone, according to the mileage on his car, hundreds of miles. The police have been searching for the body of his wife for years now, and they never charged him with murder. And I wondered how much Mormonism played a role in that investigation. I only use that as a springboard for my story, but the idea that a Mormon community could have a killer living among them and nobody know, that's what I wanted to get at.
This de facto detective, Linda Walheim, has an independent streak, and she's troubled by some of the secrets and the patriarchy that she's coming up against in the church. I mean, this doesn't always fit with the typical media image of the traditional stay-at-home Mormon mom.
I'm not sure that the traditional media image of a stay-at-home Mormon mom is a correct one. I am myself a stay-at-home Mormon mom, but I also have a PhD from Princeton University, and I've published 7 novels nationally. And I see in my own Mormon community a lot of women who have unusual strengths, and I think sometimes we overlook that in a world where feminism and female power tend to mean only one thing.
And getting at some of that subtlety was one of your motivations for writing the book?
Yeah, definitely. I also spent about 6 years as an atheist within the Mormon church. It wasn't something that I talked about openly. I lost my faith, and that was another one of my motivations for writing this story, was I wanted to see if I could write about the kind of Mormon woman I wanted to be, who is both faithful but can ask questions.
Ms. Harrison, if I can ask, what prompted your own personal sort of crisis of faith?
Sure. I lost my 6th child very late in pregnancy. I was 41 weeks along and just woke up one morning and there was no heartbeat. We went to the hospital and I was induced and the baby was stillborn. And I ended up falling out of the church, or at least falling out of my faith, and having questions about what felt to me like pat answers about where my daughter was and why this had happened to me. She's in heaven. You'll see her again. When you are dead, you will be able to raise her again. God has a special plan for you, and this is part of that plan. Those all made me very angry. And that led to me eventually just deciding that it was easier to not believe in God. I could not find a way to believe in a God who had planned this in advance for me. I was so heartbroken.
We should note the heroine in The Bishop's Wife throughout the book is racked by grief at the loss of a baby who died at birth. Was writing this therapeutic or just deeply painful for you?
Both. Writing for me and a story for the human race is very much an attempt to make sense out of things that are basically senseless. Story is also a way to feel like we have control over the world. Mm. I struggled a lot after my daughter's death with the sense that every time my children left the house, that they could die at any moment, which I think is a truth. And I think religious people like to cover up that truth by saying, well, everything happens according to God's plan. I think Linda finds a way to mesh those two that I am still working on personally. She feels like there can still be random events and God can still exist without necessarily him planning for those things to happen. That's not what her belief in God is for. It's not to give her a false sense of control. But that was what I think had used God for. And when I lost that, I couldn't figure out how to believe in God again.
Do you worry this book might be a little too dark for the Mormon market? And what has the reaction been among your fellow Mormons?
I worry that Mormons will feel like the story is pointing a finger at them, trying to expose the worst parts of Mormonism. And I don't really mean it to be taken in that way, because I feel like a lot of the problems that are in Mormonism exist everywhere, but they do have a different meaning within Mormonism. I think we talk about those problems in a different way. I think that for Mormons, they're used to seeing Mormons depicted either only as all bad, and Mormons just don't read those books. And then there are the Mormon books that are written for a Mormon audience, and then the Mormons are all good in those books. And I'm not giving them a pass.
Mehdi Ivy Harrison, her new novel, The Bishop's Wife, is out next week. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.